The West Virginia Senate fast-tracked four bills to help balance this year's budget. The chamber's Finance Committee took up the supplemental appropriations bills Tuesday. The full Senate passed all four unanimously and sent them to the House Wednesday. Senate Finance Chairman Mike Hall presented the four bills to the full Senate, stressing their importance, even though, Hall says, the state is not strapped for cash.
We have the money to pay our bills. It's just in the wrong place. And essentially what a supplemental does is adjust, make adjustments to where that money is.
Three of the bills moved payments from Medicaid and Title 19 senior programs out of general revenue funds to programs that use lottery and excess lottery money. The fourth bill also takes nearly $52 million out of the state's rainy day fund and some $6 million out of other cash accounts to balance the 2016 budget. If the bills are passed by the House of Delegates, these and other measures that were taken by Governor Tomlin leave lawmakers with $138 million to find to close the estimated $384 million shortfall in the 2016 budget. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.